Welcome back. Top of the second hour today. I want to play this video for you. Quinn Michaels published yesterday. Peter Thiel, Palantir, Cadium, BitPay, BitGo, Stripe, Lyft, Airbnb, Oculus, Dark Wallet. And if you can, actually just go and watch it, which would be better. But here that is. Go ahead, please.
Hello. So we're back with Mr. Peter Thiel just because, well, his profile is kind of huge. So we're going to look at his religious views according to Wikipedia and his views on the singularity. He believes in the importance and desirability of a technological singularity. In December of 2015, it was announced that Thiel is one of the financial backers of OpenAI, a nonprofit company aimed at the safe development of artificial intelligence. Well, not really the safe development, more like just the development. He's about life extension. Does a lot of stuff, as you can see. He's a German citizen by birth and an American citizen by naturalization, and he's also a citizen of New Zealand. His religious views are: Thiel is a self-described Christian promoter of René Girard's Christian anthropology. He grew up in an evangelical household, but as of 2011 describes his religious beliefs as somewhat heterodox. And stated, I believe Christianity is true, but I don't sort of feel a compelling need to convince other people of that. During his time at Stanford University, Thiel attended a lecture given by René Girard. Girard, a Catholic, explained the role of sacrifice and the scapegoat mechanism in resolving social conflict, which appealed to Thiel as it offered a basis for his Christian faith without the fundamentalism of his parents. Now, scapegoat mechanism is very important because that's his main MO, is to use scapegoats. So he's also a former chess prodigy and chess master, and no longer participates in tournaments, but he has a chess master ranking of 2199. So he's pretty much a super genius. Now we're going to look into the scapegoating mechanism. Hey, look, Internet of Philosophy, René Girard shows up first when you do scapegoat mechanism. Scapegoating. Scapegoating is the practice of singling out any party for unmerited negative treatment or blame as the scapegoat. Scapegoating may be conducted by individuals against individuals. He did it, not me. Individuals against groups. I couldn't see anything because of all the tall people. Groups against individuals. Jane was the reason our team didn't win. And groups against groups. So it's one to many, many to one, and many to many. That's what that is. That's the database relationship right there. This is one to one. One to many. Many to one. And many to many. A scapegoat may be an adult, child, sibling, employee, peer, ethnic, political, or religious group, or country. Whipping boy, identified patient, or fall guy are forms of scapegoat. So, Peter Thiel's logic at the base of his Palantir system is find a scapegoat. It's not very logical. At all. Let's go back to René Girard. René Girard was a French historian and philosopher who believed on blaming things on everyone else. He trained a whole bunch of people at Stanford and stuff about how to be professional cowards and how to be masters at the blame game. So that's the reason I think Peter Thiel is behind everything, is because he's a master of the blame game, so he would create Anonymous so that he would have someone to blame everything on, so that way it would force you to buy his technology. You know, because he's a follower of the blame game master, so that's what he would do, dummies. So I'm going to show you some of the companies that Peter Thiel has owned or invested in. We have Palantir. Palantir is the software that all of the government agencies use to discover crime. The FBI, the NSA, the CIA, Department of Defense, pretty much everybody. Applications. Graph. Map. Object Explorer. Browser. Mobile. Solutions. Defense. Anti-fraud, case management, cybersecurity, disaster preparedness, insider threat intelligence, legal intelligence, custom solutions, disease response, insurance, law enforcement, defense. Who needs our help? Transform massive scale data from multiple intelligence disciplines into actionable insight. Synchronize data for collaborative analysis and improve situational awareness at every echelon. It's funny. Echelon. Push the latest data and advanced analytics to the tactical edge of the battlefield. Fuse intel ops and other staff functions into a single mission command system. Field and capability that works today at scale and at war. Learn more about defense. So, one of the other companies that Mr. Thiel is very involved in is Cadium. Know your unknowns. Cadium gives you complete versatility into actionable insights about your true network boundary to mitigate information security risks. Cadium's platform surfaces facts and relevant context about digital assets of interest to you in real time at global internet scale. Expander, powered by Cadium's global internet intelligence platform, is software as a service delivered visualization and analysis software that provides complete visibility into and actionable insights about your true network boundary to mitigate information security risks. Expander does this by surfacing facts and context about all digital assets that are relevant to your organization across the global internet. Basically, it maps all the devices on the internet. Cadium's global internet intelligence platform offers a new beyond-the-firewall approach to cybersecurity that gives you the situational awareness to identify, monitor, and defend your true network boundary. Our platform continually monitors the global internet, collecting information on all public internet-connected devices. Collecting information on all, not some, not a few, all public internet-connected devices. Cadium products built on this platform enable customers to achieve continuous global coverage and understanding of all their digital assets at all times. Whew. BitPay. Bitcoin payments from wallet to checkout. Accept Bitcoin payments for your business. Get a wallet and start using Bitcoin. Turn Bitcoin into dollars and spend anywhere. Get started with Bitcoin payments. Coming to you with a Visa logo. BitGo. A secure open source blockchain for digital assets. Open Vault. BitGo Open Vault. Advance your digital asset security with an offline multi-sig wallet. Private blockchains. BitGo builds custom blockchains for real-world finance. Platform API. Instant. BitGo Instant is the business-ready on-chain solution for instant Bitcoin commerce. Stripe. The new standard in online payments. Stripe is the best software platform for running an internet business. We handle billions of dollars every year for forward-thinking businesses around the world. Lyft. Turn your miles into money. A ride in minutes. Request a ride and you'll be on your way in minutes. Request ride repeat. Airbnb. Book unique homes and experience a city like a local. Oculus Rift. Step into VR. Experience games like Echo Arena, Robo Recall, and Medium. Now only $399. Twilio. Build software that communicates with everyone in the world. Credit Karma. Your credit score should be free, and now they are. Yammer. Work smarter, work together. Connect with people across your organization to make better decisions faster. Purchased by Microsoft. Last but not least, SpaceX. Go into space. Need I say more? Now, into blockchain is Mr. Thiel and Vitaly Buterin. Our friends. So this is Vitalik Buterin, the guy who wrote Ethereum. Right? He got the Thiel Fellowship for $100,000 and then went to work on Ethereum full-time after Peter Thiel gave him $100,000. So you see, without Peter Thiel's $100,000, Ethereum wouldn't exist either. Thiel Fellowship helps nerds. Now, Vitaly Buterin has contributed to Dark Wallet by Cody Wilson and Bitcoin Python Libraries and Cryptocurrency Marketplace Eudora. But Dark Wallet is really exciting. Because Dark Wallet makes laundering. Dark Wallet is about to make money laundering easier than ever. Government regulators around the world have spent the last year scrambling to prevent Bitcoin from becoming the currency of choice for money launderers and black marketeers. Now their worst fears may be about to materialize in a single piece of software. On Thursday, a collective of politically radical coders that calls itself Unsystem plans to release the first version of Dark Wallet, a Bitcoin application designed to protect its users' identities far more strongly than the partial privacy protections Bitcoin offers in its current form. If the program works as promised, it could neuter impending Bitcoin regulations that seek to tie individuals' identities to Bitcoin ownership. By encrypting and mixing together its users' payments, Dark Wallet seeks to enable practically untraceable flows of money online that add new fuel to the web's burgeoning black markets. This is a way of using Bitcoin that mocks every attempt to sprinkle it with regulation, says Cody Wilson, one of Dark Wallet's two 26-year-old organizers. It's a way to say to the government, you've set yourself up to regulate Bitcoin, regulate this. Here's a teaser video the group posted earlier this week ahead of the software's release.
Should I call it Drug Market Ultra or Death Market Revived?
Computer science. I'm cutting it. Just download the latest app. Help design it.
You see what I'm saying?
Drug Market Ultra or Death Market Revived?
Drug Market Ultra or Death Market Revived? That's the guy right there. Dark Wallet was conceived last summer by Wilson and Amir Takai, whatever. Wilson first gained notoriety by creating the world's first entirely 3D printed gun. Taki is an Iranian-British free market anarchist and developer of high-profile Bitcoin projects like the decentralized online marketplace prototype Dark Market. Together, they launched a crowdfunding campaign on Indiegogo in October that raised $50,000 along with tens of thousands more in Bitcoin. The accompanying video promised that what Wilson described as a line in the sand in the struggle over Bitcoin's political future. At a debate at New York's Museum of Modern Art in March, Wilson described his intentions for Dark Wallet more directly. It's just money laundering software. So at the New York Museum of Modern Art, he described his intentions for Dark Wallet more directly, saying it's just software for laundering money. Despite those provocations, financial regulators have kept mum about the project. The New York Department of Financial Services, which held hearings about Bitcoin in January and says it plans to create a Bit license for some Bitcoin-based businesses, didn't respond to a request for comment. In a statement to Wired, the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network wrote only that it's well aware of the many emerging technological efforts designed to subvert financial transparency. It's certainly our business to be interested and vigilant with respect to any activities that may assist money laundering and other financial crimes. Wilson's and Taki's money laundering app is politically incendiary, but it's not necessarily illegal, and they argue that the code is protected by First Amendment safeguards on free speech, but Wilson states plainly that he intends Dark Wallet to be used for anonymous online black markets like the Silk Road, the Bitcoin-based drug bazaar seized by the FBI in October. I want a private means for black market transactions, says Wilson, whether they're for non-prescribed medical inhalers, MDMA for drug enthusiasts, or weapons. Nor does he deny that Dark Wallet might enable heinous crimes like child pornography, murder for hire, and terrorism. Well, yes, bad things are going to happen on these marketplaces, Wilson says. Liberty is a dangerous thing. But as dangerous as Wilson's vision may be, Dark Wallet also fills a real need for privacy in the Bitcoin economy. Despite its reputation as an anonymous currency, Bitcoin transactions are in some ways nakedly public, even more so than those made with traditional money. Every Bitcoin payment is recorded in the public ledger known as the blockchain, copied to thousands of users' computers, and checked to prevent forgery and fraud in the Bitcoin network. If Bitcoiners don't take special pains to anonymize their coins, all of their spending can potentially be traced back to their Bitcoin addresses by any corporation or government agency that cares to look. So you see, he says that he's well aware of the money laundering and crime being used with cryptocurrency and says it's really just money laundering software. You know, Vitalik Buterin, who worked on Dark Wallet, was probably well aware that it was money laundering software. So Peter Thiel, through the Thiel Fellowship and all his other stuff, is really funding money laundering software. That's a pyramid downward with an eyeball. So, want to have some fun? Did you know that Peter Thiel's name is an anagram for the reptile? So, you have a guy with an anagram for a name called the reptile who does all this stuff. I mean, I'm just saying that that's pretty messed up. Like, if you're talking about a dude building the beast system to cause the end of the world and his name is an anagram for the reptile, I would wake up. Because he made the dark net and his friends made the dark wallet and he's all up in Bitcoin and defense software and cybersecurity and he's the reptile. It's right there.
So you go, Quinn Michaels. That last part, I think, almost downplays the rest of the video. Did you catch all of that? Because That was a brilliant video, and he said a lot more than you heard just in those 19 minutes. And so we'll kind of dive into that in the next segment here. It's unbelievable what's happening. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStream Live.
Welcome back. I don't know about you. I don't know what you hear, but you know, there's so much, and there's no time. Phone lines are open, by the way, 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. Peter Thiel's short talk, 3 minutes, 30 seconds, The Big Think video published back on April 23rd, 2012. The YouTube video titled "Keynesian Economics Will Be Dead" is an interesting contrast. You know, what I'm saying is, you know, you look at the things that Quinn Michaels pointed out, the victimization theory, and you start to understand that this is something that Peter Thiel likes to get behind until he's called out, essentially. You perhaps will recall the Gawker lawsuit, for example, where he admitted that he spent $10 million basically to crush, a media voice. And from the Wikipedia entry, in response to criticism that his funding of lawsuits against Gawker would restrict the freedom of the press, Thiel cited his donations to the Committee to Protect Journalists and stated, "I refuse to believe that journalism means massive privacy violations. I think much more highly of journalists than that. It's precisely because I respect journalists that I do not believe they are endangered in fighting back against Gawker." And so you see just a weird sort of Machiavellian application of logic, or so-called, in these instances. And he's a brilliant guy. There's no doubt about it. And he understands what he's doing. Brilliant guy. He understands, a lot of things far better than most of us, certainly better than I. But what's most provocative, I think, is he understands the way that things should be, and in simple terms, he's really working in contravention of that. The efforts that Quinn Michaels pointed out really sort of speak to that. I mean, you understand, as Quinn Michaels said, I forget exactly, I put it around the 5-minute mark, but then 7:57, around there, somewhere around the 8-minute mark, he says, you know, he's talking about Cadium, I believe, Beyond the Firewall Solutions, collecting data on all publicly connected devices. Remember, he said all publicly connected devices. And so, you know, you should think of Bitcoin. What is Bitcoin? It's all devices connected to the net. It's all of your devices in what's known as a distributed network, over which every device is connected. Now, do you understand the Internet of Things? Do you understand what's coming and what these guys – they, you know, again, I was shocked 10 years ago during Thanksgiving watching the IBM Smarter Things Smarter Planet video. The commercial where IBM was bragging, they got a little ahead of themselves, is that they said, you know, every carrot's going to have a chip in it. Every carrot's going to be able to tell the driver how fresh it is on the way to the market. What? That's the Internet of Things. We'll grow organic chips in these things eventually. DARPA's been working on that for a while. In the meantime, you know, we'll find another way to do it. But everything's going to be chipped. The carrot will be able to tell the driver how fresh it is. Isn't that fun? Everything will have a variety of circuitry in it. You've heard about the initiatives. It was cost prohibitive for a while to put a unique UPC code on every product. It was cost prohibitive. But that time has passed because, you know, Jeremy Rifkin's book, Zero Marginal Cost. Get to a point where it's, you know, it's cost effective to put an identifier on everything so that the devil can be like God, like he said. I will ascend above the heights of heaven. I will become like the Most High. What does that mean? Omniscient? Using the ubiquity of the internet? Omnipotent? Being able to exercise power and control over the weather, for example? H.R. 2977, the Space Preservation Act of 2001, banning weapons that destroy the Earth in Revelation 11:18 fashion. Omnipresent, again, the ubiquity of the web and all of the cameras. You know, I have mentioned several times, one of the things that I don't hear getting much traction, we talk about DARPA. No one's talking about the SCO, which is way more advanced. The Strategic Capabilities Office is, in their research, way more advanced, and they're retrofitting. We hear about these drones that have terapixel, you know, 1.6 terapixel capability. Well, that's the kind of capability that Ash Carter is talking about putting on every bomb. We'll be right back.
Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone, and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Welcome back. All right, let's just see if we can tie this up in a neat little bow. I mean, do you understand the implications of what's happening? All of this is connected. What happened in Saudi Arabia and continues to happen is all connected to what Quinn Michaels just said. The you know, combating extremism center, the weird ball. And what is a Palantir, by the way? You know, the company Palantir, what is the etymology of the term Palantir? It's all creepy weird. There is an homage to dark forces and all of these naming conventions. I speak to that all the time. You know, it's sort of circumstantial, some might argue, so I don't dwell on it. I don't make it a focal point, but I definitely refer to it. So see if we can make sense of this. Again, beyond their firewall solutions, collecting data on all publicly connected devices. You know, we hear about security. It's a myth. I've talked about this before. The 2011 Digital Privacy Forum, Andrew Rage speaking, he referred to Paul Ohm's research paper, who was then a University of Colorado law professor who had worked at high levels in government. Paul Ohm wrote a paper published back in 2010, titled Broken Promises of Privacy, responding to the surprising failure of anonymization. There is no such thing as privacy. And that wasn't a new talk in 2010. This is crazy stuff. You know? You should, if you haven't already, download the paper. Get a copy, save it. Paul Ohm makes a really kind of an irrefutable argument, and I've talked about this before, the fact that privacy is a myth, and mainly through re-identification, the present and future, easy re-identification is a section. How three anonymized databases were undone, the AOL data release, zip, sex, and birth date, and the Netflix prize data study. And in, if you read that, those are three high profile examples, and there are more, but those are three of the most high profile examples where companies like AOL and Netflix release seemingly innocuous data, only to discover that through the process of re-identification, combining databases, it's really actually pretty easy to identify people. So we hear about this aspect of security in the cryptocurrencies. Oh, you know, you got there are all of these handoffs, and it's, again, Clark's third law comes into play. Any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic. So you hear about all of this, oh my goodness, oh, it's so secure, and it's so, that is a myth. It's not true. The fallacy has two sides. And the application here is, you heard Quinn Michaels reading, Dark Wallet et al. Is merely a legitimized platform, one of many, by the way, for the criminals who have constructed this dystopic nightmare to mask their crimes while tracking every aspect of you and yours, your life, that is, your financial transactions. You heard it. Dark Wallet co-creator Cody Wilson said it's just software for laundering money. This marketplace was created by criminals for criminals. It was only legitimized by criminality. Again, from the Wired article that Quinn Michaels was reading, by the way, that article was published back in 2014, April 29th, Dark Wallet is about to make Bitcoin money laundering easier than ever. That's the title of the article. So from that, despite its reputation as an anonymous currency, Bitcoin transactions are in some ways nakedly public, even more so than those made with traditional money. Do you get it? Nakedly public for what you do, anonymous for those who have created it, who understand how it works and run it. Do you see the kind of Machiavellian psychopathy at work here? They're not hiding it. It's not a mystery. Again, continuing in the article, every Bitcoin payment is recorded in the public ledger known as the blockchain. Do you understand how that works? Do you understand what a distributed network is and what the IoT portends, the Internet of Things? It means every device that you have will have these transactions stored, and as a result will be publicly connected devices. What are beyond the firewall solutions? We'll get to that in a second. Every Bitcoin payment is recorded in the public ledger known as the blockchain, copied to thousands of users, again, distributed network, computers, thousands of users' computers, all of your devices, all of them will be connected. Remember, you know, I keep going back to that excerpt in Kurzweil's Age of Spiritual Machines. It's worse. It's not just your cell phone. It's not just your laptop, desktop, whatever. It's not just your television that's been spying on you for years, or all of those other electronic devices or devices with circuitry that since the late 90s have had circuitry that can be hacked to access any device on your network. You know, what did Ray Kurzweil say? In the Age of Spiritual Machines, I talked about this last week when Richie from Boston was on. Chapter 11, 2029. Kurzweil, and he's the head of R&D over at Google these days. Oh, we're ahead of schedule. Fantastic. Direct neural pathways have been perfected by 2029, he wrote. back in 1999, this was published almost 20 years ago. This is what Kurzweil envisioned for the future, or what was handed to him, I would say. You know, this is kind of like Alice Bailey's externalization of the hierarchy. This is probably a channeled work, a, you know, something that he is credited, accredited work. It's probably the best way to attribute it. Anyway, Kurzweil wrote, direct neural pathways have been perfected for high bandwidth connection. And all of this dovetails, you know, what Richie from Boston was saying in the video we played about the 2030 agenda. And by the way, going back to Agenda 21, you know, I see these videos of you look at any of the big metropolitan areas where people are being herded to and we're all being brought down to abject poverty. It's a neo-feudal serfdom. It really is. And you see all these tent cities popping up all over the major metros across the country and really around the world now. I'm sure that's just an anomaly, right? No, that's Agenda 21, Chapter 7, tent cities, literally. We're all supposed to live in tent cities. Like Richie from Boston said, this is what's coming. This neo-feudal serfdom where you can own nothing. Unless you're part of this cabal pushing forward, worshiping Satan, that sounds sensational, but this is what's happening all around us. No freedom. Like Orwell wrote, nothing, not even the 6 inches between your ears belongs to you anymore. So back to Kurzweil. Direct neural pathways have been perfected for high bandwidth connection to the human brain. This allows bypassing certain neural regions. For example, visual pattern recognition, long-term memory, and augmenting or replacing the functions of these regions with computing performed either in a neural implant or externally. This is so your brain will be a place where these Bitcoin transactions are stored, because it's, you know, direct neural pathways have been perfected for high bandwidth connection to the human brain. That's what Kurzweil wrote. That's what he's working on at Google right now. And this all comes down to choices that we make. That's really the punchline of this. I'll get to that in a second. But, you know, again, from the Wired article, every Bitcoin payment is recorded in the public ledger known as the blockchain. Do you want all of your financial transactions recorded across all of your friends and families? That's Bitcoin and the blockchain. Isn't that fun? Oh, but it's encrypted. It's okay. Really? Are you sure about that? Paul Ohm, broken promises of privacy, responding to the surprising failure of anonymization. No, the transactions are all anonymized. Here's the abstract. I encourage you to download this paper before it disappears. Again, broken promises of privacy, responding to the surprising failure of anonymization. There is no such thing. We'll play the clip here in a second, but listen. This is the abstract from the paper. Computer scientists, then this was, excuse me, not 2010. It was published back in 2009. Apologize. So the abstract, computer scientists have recently undermined, this is almost 10 years old now. Computer scientists have recently undermined our faith in the privacy protecting power of anonymization. We hear about PII, right? Personally identifiable information, name, social, blah, blah, blah. Computer scientists have recently undermined our faith in the privacy-protecting power of anonymization. The name for techniques for protecting the privacy of individuals in large databases by deleting information like names and social security numbers. These scientists have demonstrated they can often, and when they say often, always, they can often re-identify or de-anonymize individuals hidden in anonymized data with astonishing ease. By understanding this research, we will realize we have made a mistake. No, we've been lied to, actually. Let's be honest. We've made a mistake labored beneath a fundamental misunderstanding which has – okay, so again, Clark's law, Clark's third law. Any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic. Labored beneath a fundamental misunderstanding. Magic. We can, you know, through a series of, you know, wrapping this and doing this and, you know, a number of – no, there is no such thing as anonymity on the web. We've labored beneath a fundamental misunderstanding which has assured us much less privacy than we have assumed. Oops. This mistake pervades nearly every information privacy law, regulation, and debate, yet regulators and legal scholars have paid it scant attention. Here we are, nearly 10 years later, still paying it scant attention. We must respond to the surprising failure of anonymization. It's really not surprising when you understand how this works, though, and this article provides the tools to do so. So, anonymization is a myth. Now, for more on that, you will recall I mention it often. The one of the watershed sound bites from the day that the Obama administration announced the cybersecurity initiative back in on May 29, 2009. Warren Olney, an obscure public broadcaster who's broadcast To the Point with Warren Olney, ran a segment titled Another Czar at the Obama White House. And I say it all the time when I speak of this. He had guests that were like the who's who of cybersecurity since cybersecurity. James Lewis, Paul Light, John Arquilla, Tom Kellerman, these are movers and shakers. This is, you know, as I said that day or every time I mention this, this would be like having Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer, Gary Player, and Lee Trevino on your obscure public broadcast the day that the World Golf Hall of Fame opens. It's just a coincidence. It's not a coincidence. So here is the important excerpt, the relevant excerpt from that broadcast. Go ahead, please.
Percent of modern-day bank heists are physical, and the average bank heist, it owns only $6,000 is stolen. The average virtual bank heist is over $1 million, and 99% of the perpetrators are never arrested. And if they are arrested and prosecuted, they serve less than 6 months in jail.
That's just mind-boggling. I don't know how else to respond to that. 2% are physical, 99%, or excuse me, it must be 98, are in cyberspace.
Yeah, and then you have an 87% increase in wire transfer fraud in the U.S. this year alone. And it's not wires anymore, obviously. The banks are using IP-based systems. So this is highly organized syndicates, many of which who have received their capabilities and their training, per se, by former intelligence officials of the former Soviet bloc that have created proteges and attack with malware and whatnot that are being utilized and distributed in the black market arms bazaars of the underground economy.
Back to John Arquilla at the Naval Postgraduate School. If you apply what's happening then in the private sector to what nations might be doing, once again referring to China with 50,000 people or so assigned to this kind of work, what are the vulnerabilities of the United States from a military standpoint?
I think the biggest problem is that we have a Maginot Line mentality. We believe in things like firewalls. And my master hacker friends say there are no such things as firewalls. They only recognize what they already know. And really, really good hackers get right through them like you walk right through an open room. And so we have a whole defense sector that's built around the idea of safe areas behind these walls. And I think we have to move to something very different. We call it in the defense business depth defenses. That is, we have to assume the bad guys will get in and make it hard for them to exploit the system once they get in. And we do that by increasing use of very strong encryption. And I think a lot of commercial businesses are beginning to move in this direction. The big problem is that we've created a whole information architecture built around notions of efficiency. You want things fast. And we paid a lot less attention to security going in. And to some extent, we're path-dependent, where it's going to take us a lot of retrofitting to try to change this around. And I think that's our great challenge today, both commercially and in the military sector. And the news is still pretty dark in these areas. From every exercise we see, from real-world events like these cyber robberies to the cyber intrusions that are going on, and especially to the point that President Obama made today, which is that commercial firms are seeing a hemorrhaging of intellectual property at very great cost to themselves, and that must be stemmed. And I think Tom is right that some willingness to allow a closer collaboration with government is the only way to stop this bleeding.
You mentioned master hackers that you're acquainted with. Yep. Is there a way to recruit them into the effort to try to provide protection?
Well, I've argued publicly that we need to treat them like the German rocket scientists at the end of World War II. You know, I grew up idolizing Wernher von Braun, whose autobiography was I Aim for the Stars. Well, the subtitle could have been Sometimes I Hit London.
Unbelievable. We'll be right back.
Hey, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefits. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light.
I'm a goat, 3 pounds of cold blue steel. I shoot even better than the way I feel. Made to fit right in your hand. Why, I'll never understand. Spike. I could have been a train rolling through the night, but they gave my voice such a terrible sound that I wish they'd left me in the ground.
Welcome back.
I'm a peacemaker.
Exactly. Well played, sir. Well played. Final segment of today's broadcast. Do you get it? So that broadcast or the, you know, the programming that we heard, that excerpt from Warren Olney's To the Point, Black Market Arms Bazaars of the Underground Economy, Retrofitting, you know, Enter Peter Thiel and Co., you know, retrofitting the government. That's definitely happened. A snippet that you didn't hear, Tom Kellerman, former senior risk specialist, risk management specialist, World Bank security team, talked about him in the past. He said the privacy debate is moot because the U.S. government no longer has a monopoly on being Big Brother. Any hacker with automated attack tools and any government, 108 of which have cyber attack capabilities, he said, and all major criminal syndicates of the world have the capacity to be your Big Brother. We've seen that in certain instances around the country. So Warren Olney says, is there a way to recruit these master hackers? If I said my master hacker friends, black, you know, SUVs with guys in sunglasses would pull up. If you said it, same thing. But John Aquila says it, and, you know, then Warren Olney says, is there a way to recruit your master hacker buddies? John Aquila says, I've argued publicly that we need to treat them like the German rocket scientists at the end of World War II. Oh, you mean paperclip with the religion and the occult esoteric nonsense? And then Aquila says, I grew up idolizing Wernher von Braun, who's – I mean the Nazi officer whose autobiography was titled I Aim for the Stars. The subtitle could have been Sometimes I Hit London. Ha ha. These are the psychopaths that are creating this system that will anonymize their transaction. But since you don't know what the sufficiently advanced technology is, it's like Clark's third law for you. It's magic, indistinguishable from magic. So it seems anonymized to you. Their transactions are anonymized. Yours are not. I don't know if any of this is making sense. I hope it is. This is a frightening, you know, I mean, this is what's happening. And they're not even bashful about it. Read the Wired article and just read what it says. Don't try to read into it or put anything on it. Dark Wallet is about to make Bitcoin money laundering easier than ever. For whom is the question? Not for you. Not for me. Whoever's in on it. Whoever's in on the game. Unbelievable. You know, I don't know what else to say. I hope it was informative. I really do. I hope it made sense. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless, and we'll catch you on the other side.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.